Sorry, I'm just trying to like,
you're doing a good job, honey, don't worry.
In the boys' dressing room, Vicky Vignari is holding an iPhone for her daughter, Kristen, who is using it as a reference to do her brother Anthony's makeup as he gets ready to hit the stage as Grimsby, Prince Eric's caretaker. Vicky says this is their fifth Artists Unlimited show as a family. Her husband, Phil, is out front helping with concessions while she and Kristen help with costumes.
I just need some blush.
I need some blush and that's it.
Oh, that's what she's going for.
Vicky says they searched for a theater program for Anthony for a while, but could never find the right fit. After seeing an Artists Unlimited production of Peter Pan years ago, they knew they found the place. And 5 years later, Anthony has his first lead role.
For them to be able to go out there and enjoy their love of theater and singing and dancing without having to worry about, you know, is someone going to say something about me over here or... you know, I fit in.
She says it's an opportunity for everyone to meet kids from other schools that they would never have before. She talks about the feeling of community backstage.
So now Anthony's here in this dressing room with all these boys, and I feel like I gained 4 more sons. Who's fixing whose collar? And make sure you look okay before you go out. Can you help me button my cuffs? And, you know, things like that.
Anthony agrees and says that he likes that his whole family takes part in the production. And then they get to talk to all the people who came to watch him perform.
It's really fun. And every end of the show, they do like a meet and greet with the cast. We all come out in the costume, or they come out in intermission, and we all come out for a meet and greet.
He says this show, The Little Mermaid, is his favorite so far.
One of my favorite songs from the show this year has got to be Fans Below, because I got a funny part in that one.
What do you do?
I have to pretend I'm seasick on the boat.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I just poked you in the face.
Kristen is drawing black lines on Anthony's face with a Q-tip to make him look much older than his 19 years. As she paints, she talks about what these plays mean to her family. She says she wanted to do something to help her get closer to her older brother.
We weren't necessarily the closest before this, and this is just another connection that I've made with him. It's something else that we have in common, which has definitely helped in our relationship.
That's so sweet.
I can see in the mirror that Vicky is getting emotional as she watches her daughter, who is 14 years old, talk about Anthony.
What other parent would not want to hear that? You know what I mean? You're like, oh, my kids are bonding.
Yeah.
How cool is that? She's had to mature quicker than most kids her age. You know, sometimes we'll go places and we'll say, okay, keep an eye on your brother. You know, he doesn't wander, but years ago he used to, you know, and she, you know, knew growing up that that's something she'll have to deal with for the rest of her life is just watching out for him. So it's kind of cool that they have that secure bond.
I leave the Vignaris and let them finish getting ready. Down the hall, crew members are wrangling up cast members for warm-ups, and the energy is palpable. It's about 20 minutes to showtime. Caitlin White, WXXI News.